Hi, dictation for Kenneth Graham, K-E-N-N-E-T-H-G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of birth is 4/15/1974. Date of accident 2/7/2022. Date of service is 3/30/2021. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. He initially was seen on 2/18/2022 for a new patient visit. And he has been following up along with on a regular basis. The patient reports that he is suffering from severe pain in the neck and the lower back, both shoulders, as well as pain shooting down to both legs, front and back. He also has pain in both shoulders. Pain level is around 9, and there is occasional radiation to the right arm and right leg anteriorly. Involving C567 and L34 nerve distribution. First and second and third toes are involved on the right foot, and the second and third finger is involved in the right hand, numbness and tingling. His ability to abduct the left, the right shoulder is up to 90 degrees, beyond which he suffers severe pain. He also reports of severe headaches. Overall, 20% relief has been obtained with the current pain management protocol, and The patient reports that in ADS, the work is affected 10, mood, sleep 9, the walking ability, relationship with other people, and enjoyment of life are affected 8, and general activity is 7. In the system review, in dizziness and neurology and psych, patient reports ongoing severe headaches occupying the front and the back, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, fainting, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, and anxiety. Patient denies any double vision, blackout, seizures, no loss of memory, no confusion, disorientation. Pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the shoulder, neck, and lower back, along with pain in the shoulder, lower back, and neck. And also, patient has severe pain in the right wrist and hand, right hip, and right knee in particular. Moderate difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. Patient reports no abuse of any substance and is fully compliant of the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 112 over 80, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 3/15/2022. Dictation number 0316-042. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to continue his pain medication, Norco 7.5-325 once a day for 15 days for pain relief. His meds have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He'll continue on his naproxen 500 twice a day, level 50 at night, flexural 10 three times a day, and melatonin 10 at night. So far, the patient is quite comfortable. His therapy continues to three times per week, focusing on neck and lower back, right shoulder and hip, and the knee. His MRIs were reviewed with the patient again in detail. His right shoulder shows supraspinatus tendinitis, AC joint effusion and capsular hypertrophy, and shoulder joint effusion, for which injections are advised. His lumbar spine has a herniated disc at T12 and L1 and L5-S1, as well as bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4. for which lumbar epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 are advised before sending him to surgery. Cervical spine MRI shows herniated disc at C4-5 and bulging disc at C2-3, C3-4, and C5-6. Herniated disc at C6-7, which has been advised for continuing CBSI times 4 to 6. The patient has been will be made an appointment for this procedure. He has been advised in detail regarding the options and the risk and reward. He opts for coming back for this procedure. Thank you.